Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we are live on Limelight Radio. Happy New Year to everyone. This is our first live broadcast in 2014, and I'm delighted to have a wonderful guest with us on air today. We're going to have a great hour ahead of us, and I want to thank everybody who's been part of Limelight Radio this past year. This has been a tremendous opportunity for us to bring information and dialogue to the United States' fastest spreading infectious illness. And we also transmit worldwide because as part of the Dr. Pat Show Network, this radio program reaches around the globe. So listeners all over the world, thank you for tuning in. I love getting your emails. And today our phone lines are open. I want to remind you all listeners, our phone number is 800-930-2819. We are welcoming calls and questions. So let me tell you about our great guest. I'm really honored and delighted to have Dr. Michael Arata with us. He is a remarkable person. I have met him personally and think he's just a gem. Dr. Arata is a practitioner of functional medicine specializing in chronic diseases associated with autonomic dysfunction. He's a graduate of UCSF School of Medicine. Dr. Arata completed his four-year residency at Duke University Medical Center, my alma mater also, and he completed an interventional radiology fellowship at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Arata is board certified with a certificate of added qualification in interventional radiology, and he is also certified by the American Board of Venous and Lymphatic Medicine. So, hello, Dr. Michael Arata. Welcome to Limelight Radio.
Well, hello, and can you see that I'm blushing through the radio? Thank you so much for your kind words.
I think our listeners can too. Beautiful qualifications there, and I'm really excited to talk about this great work you've been doing with chronic illness, with Lyme disease, with MS, with chronic fatigue syndrome. It's remarkable what you've been doing at Synergy Health Concepts.
Thank you.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say thank you for having me on. It's such a pleasure. And wow, I get to be the first one in 2014. Wow.
You are. I know. We're ringing in the year together. I think this is wonderful. So if we could start kind of at the very basics, you have an interesting background. And what got you into functional medicine in the first place?
Well, that is an interesting story. So obviously from my training at the University of Pennsylvania, I'm an intervention radiologist. And my exposure to functional medicine came from my experience with primarily patients with multiple sclerosis, but also a smattering of Lyme and other neurodegenerative patients that were coming to seek treatment for what's known as CCSVI. And for those not familiar with that term, first of all, it's probably one of the most controversial topics in modern healthcare. But it is a disorder related to the drainage of blood from the brain and spinal cord, and its treatment involves dilation of the veins to improve that flow. And one of the things that really was apparent early on in that process was that the patients that presented with this condition had a number of very similar characteristics, despite what their primary diagnosis was. And that was something that really sort of confused me. I wasn't used to seeing that type of pattern, and it actually led me to discover functional medicine. And functional medicine, for those that aren't familiar with that term, is a different way of looking at health. And in fact, the difference is that instead of looking at disease, which is what most or many practitioners, at least in the United States, do, in other words, they try and formulate a diagnosis and then base treatment upon that. Functional medicine says, well, let's look at the patient as a whole. Let's not really focus on the disease or label necessarily, but look at the entire being, every single aspect of it that we can, and try and find abnormalities that may be taking place in the actual function, the metabolism, how the emotions play into this, and things of that nature. So it's more of a step back, look at the big picture approach. And for someone that's dealing with people with chronic disease, such as Lyme or multiple sclerosis or et cetera, it really, really opens up your eyes to opportunities that I think get missed when you just narrowly look at the diagnosis.
So that's how it started. I agree. As you know, I'm a classical homeopath, which is a discipline that is holistically oriented too. We treat the person in totality, recognizing that symptoms are an expression of imbalance within that ecosystem that we call home, right?
Exactly. I wish I could have said it that well.
No, your description was wonderful. So that's what got you into functional medicine, and that's what also, it sounds like at that same time frame in Pennsylvania is when you first became alerted to the whole concept of Lyme disease taking a chronic form.
Yeah, my involvement with Lyme has certainly evolved over time, and I would say that it's probably one of the areas that's most rapidly growing in my practice, and I would say that in part that's related to the fact that the awareness of the disease itself in the United States is in a sort of mini explosion right now. More and more people that are, you know, basically being worked up for that condition de novo, or patients that have been, for example, treated and diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, are found to actually have Lyme disease either along with it, or actually that's the underlying diagnosis that they are given. So the awareness certainly has been increasing, and also, we know from recent CDC data that the actual disease itself is on the rise pretty significantly.
Yes, and you're out in California, which Southern California at that, which at one point hadn't even been considered a hotbed.
Yes, yes. And so, in fact, we do actually see patients traveling from all across the country. So just because we're in Southern California, we do actually see patients from all over the country.
I bet you do. So, you know, with this broad-minded approach that you have to illness and health and recovery, which I'm very much in concert with, I know we really can't fix parts. I mean, we can if we have an immediate, you know, accidental injury or an organ needs a transplant. But with chronic diseases, you know, they have many components to them, and they often have multi-systemic symptomology involved. And I'm sure you're working a lot with illnesses in the so-called autoimmune family.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell me how, if you can, Dr. Arata, how this all started for you with this really kind of groundbreaking work and technical procedure that you use with these conditions.
Certainly. Well, you know, obviously the aspect of my career that sort of stands out is the procedural basis. And the interesting thing when you deal with patients that have chronic disease is, as you point out, you can't rely on just one particular modality to really help a broad spectrum of patients. And so in dealing with this population with a procedure, it was apparent that while there are cases where it's almost like a magic bullet and you have a tremendous response, the majority of patients, you're going to need to do something more, and often it's going to be several different things. And as part of that, and from the functional medicine perspective, there are certain things that really sort of, at least I rely on, and one of those is the function of the gut, and I think that really is crucial when it comes to autoimmune disorders in particular. And that has been a real important emphasis of my practice, is trying to improve the gut function. The best part about that is you really can engage the patient in this. I mean, ultimately, what an individual eats is entirely up to them. So I really like that, because most patients I see, in general, are very self-motivated. They want to improve themselves. The desire is there. They just need some help in terms of what's going to be the best approach. And we have good testing available that's actually relatively inexpensive, so we can do some things to help narrow down what might be possible agents that are causing inflammation and intestinal permeability, which are really, in my opinion, very important in terms of autoimmune disorders, such as a wide array of things, including multiple sclerosis. So actually, that's a big aspect of my practice, and
is honing in right there on the gut issues.
Yes.
So I have to tell you that we have to take a station break.
Okay.
And I want to continue, because we're just getting into the very beginnings here of this very fascinating conglomerate of pieces that you weave together to help people with their recovery. So everyone, stay tuned with us. It's time for station break. I want to give you our phone number again, though, if you've got questions, 800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with Dr. Michael Arata. This is Limelight Radio with Katina.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies, to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world, with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we are back live on Limelight Radio. And we've got a wonderful guest with us, Dr. Michael Arata from Synergy Health Concepts out in California. And we're just in the process of discussing chronic illness and the crossover between Lyme disease and autoimmune illness, MS, a bunch of different illnesses, and how the gut is a big player in this. And the gut, we mean the digestive tract. So Dr. Arata, take us back to this conversation and what we were just highlighting.
Sure. So we were discussing the role of healing the gut in care of patients with chronic disease. And the important thing with the autoimmune aspect to keep in mind is that the gut is really the center of our immune system. There's 70% of our immune system actually is within the gut system. So that really is where the action takes place as far as immunity for human beings. And that's important for autoimmune disease. But the other part about the gut that's really important for other chronic diseases is the interaction the gut has with two critical aspects of our physiology, and that is the endocrine system, primarily the HPA axis, and the autonomic system. And the autonomic system is obviously a focus of my practice. The patients I see in general have autonomic dysfunction, which basically means that their autonomic system is not working properly. And what that leads to is a number of conditions where the body is not responding to the environment correctly. So, for example, patients have to be able to regulate their temperature, and that function is largely controlled by the autonomic system. There are other adjustments to our physiology that take place and take place in a manner that really don't require our active thought. In other words, they're almost a reflex, things such as your blood pressure, your heart rate, things of that nature. And the interesting thing about the gut is that it has an autonomic nervous system that is actually distinct from the other two aspects of the autonomic system that people are more familiar with, the parasympathetic and sympathetic. And those are the rest or fight or flight type of systems within our body. But the enteric nervous system is also autonomic, and it actually is almost a self-contained unit. In other words, you can take someone's gut out, and it will function in many aspects completely in isolation of the brain, which is unlike other organs. So it's unique in that way. And as part of dealing with someone with autonomic dysfunction, you really have to address the function and well-being of the gut if you're going to make them better. And so that's why that piece of the care is so important, not only for the actual abnormalities which can take place in digestion, but also its impact on these other two really critical systems, the autonomic system and the HPA axis.
And the HPA axis, for the newcomers, stands for what?
So what that stands for is the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. And the best way to sort of understand that system is the stress system. It's the cortisol. So when you talk about fight or flight in particular, you know, one of the things that's commonly used in common language for that fight or flight response is the adrenal squeeze. And that's the rush of adrenaline that can take place when you're trying to cross the street and you don't hear that truck coming and all of a sudden you turn around and there it is. That's your fight or flight system. And the HPA axis is very important. It's something that has innumerable functions throughout our physiology. It is something that we need from an acute stress point of view, just as that example of an onrushing car in traffic or, evolutionarily, a saber-toothed tiger, for example. You know, we need that that rush of adrenaline to provide us with a burst of energy. It's something that has helped us evolutionarily. The problem is that you can't stay in a constant state of acute stress. So you have to go back to baseline. And many chronic diseases, one of the underlying conditions is that the individual never gets back to baseline. They are constantly in a state of acute stress.
Exactly. I mean, that's the whole, in my opinion, because I lived Lyme disease 5 years misdiagnosed, was constant adrenal stress. I mean, it just would never stop.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so the body's in, I can imagine, this trigger is just kind of like full throttle wide open, roaring all the time.
Yeah. And you can kind of think of it as a car. I mean, if you took your car and pushed the accelerator to the floor and kept it that way the entire time, you're going to have problems with your vehicle. And your body's the same way. You can't run at full throttle all the time.
Yeah, so you totally burn out, and that's how you end up being like bedridden, couch-bound, can't eat a thing, violent headaches, you know, the whole panoply of, as you said, thermal dysregulation, all of these various assorted symptoms that show up, whether it's fibromyalgia, MS, Lyme, lupus, you know, on and on, right?
Exactly, yes. And so that's part of that common theme that I mentioned earlier, is that whether you have Lyme disease or fibromyalgia or MS, if you look at the core symptoms that each one of these individuals experience, while they're not always the same, they pull from the same pool of symptoms. And it reflects the similar basic physiology abnormalities that are present in all of these patients.
I'm fascinated by this. I mean, I think that this conversation I'm having with you, and that I hope thousands are listening to, hones into, you know, this is more than just a bacterial invasion. Perhaps there is a bacterial invasion with a tick-borne illness, but we have set up a dysregulation within our body. Our body's not able to move out of this imbalanced state that you've described.
You know, you couldn't have said it better. I think that that we all realize that there is a bacteria involved here. There is a Lyme infection, but the majority of the things that we see when we see people talking about it, for example, is that they focus on the bug. And it's not to say that that's not important, but, you know, you kind of lose track of what really matters, and that's the patient. And so if you're going to treat even an infectious disease, you've got to be aware of what's going on with the host. And it turns out with chronic Lyme in particular, the host can be really messed up in cases. And if you're going to just focus on that bacteria alone, you can make them worse. So I think that, you know, stepping back and remembering who we're treating, the patient, is critical with Lyme disease.
Definitely. There's so much support that's needed, and replenishment of depletions, and looking to see where there's damage or areas that, you know, are not, you know, running properly. And you've just isolated this, like, it sounds like very core piece of the human being that needs a lot of support. And they need emotional and spiritual support too, especially if they've been ill for quite a long time, because there's so much depression and confusion and neglect and sorrow involved.
Absolutely. And there's so many layers to that. You know, they're the things that are really obvious, but then there's the aspects of, you know, depression and anxiety that are physiologically based that most people aren't even aware of. But when you have autonomic dysfunction, for example, your likelihood of suffering both anxiety and depression is at least double that of someone who doesn't have that. So you know, there's more to it than just all of the events that led to this, but actual physiology behind those emotions. So there's so many layers.
I understand. I mean, having walked the road myself, I can remember the panic attacks that would wake me up in the middle of the night when you're in a dead sleep, or, you know, the depression that, you know, felt like it was just, you know, so overwhelming that it was hard to take a breath. And learning now what I'm learning from you, I can look back in hindsight and I can see for my very own self what I was living through, and that I know hundreds of thousands of others are struggling with too. It's a physiological as well as circumstantial combination that, you know, interweaves to create these chronic conditions and people need help and support. So I'm really grateful that we're having this conversation because we're shedding light on some of the pieces here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got a lot to cover, and what I'd like to say is that we're having to get ready for our next station break, but when we come back, could you explain to us a little bit more about actually what you're doing at Synergy Health and how you are working with this autonomic dysfunction and that special procedure that I learned about from you that you use for people with the vascular components of this dynamic?
Absolutely. And in fact, your point about helping people with support really, I think, gets to the core of what the procedure does, because most people want to get better and they really are, you know, desiring to make the effort. But when you have these limitations that your body presents you, it's such an incredible hurdle to overcome that's the missing piece, is they just can't get over that hump. And what the procedure does is really give them that boost, and mm-hmm. I can certainly go into that in more detail after the break.
Perfect.
In terms of the details.
That's great. So, everyone, stay tuned with us. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We are speaking with Dr. Michael Arata, and we will be back after the commercial break with continuing conversation. Stay tuned. Limelight Radio.
Imagine me and you.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio with Katina. Thank you, Chrissy, for that fun music. You always do such a great job, my producer, Chrissy. We are speaking with Mike Arata, who is a functional medicine doctor who has specialized in vascular conditions. And we just were at the tipping edge here of talking about this really breakthrough procedure you have, Dr. Arata, that helps people with autonomic dysfunction and a lot of chronic illness. So let's get into this, because this is so fascinating to me. When I first read this about you, I think it was like 6 months or so ago when I first stumbled upon Synergy Health and your work, and then you and I met out at the ILADS conference in San Diego, and I mean, my brain just like lit up with, oh my gosh, this is like really pioneering work. So tell us, bring us up to date on this.
Sure, and thank you. All right, well, things started out with, as you mentioned, the vascular aspect, and I was treating a condition known as CCSVI, and this was something that was identified primarily with patients with multiple sclerosis, and there were some things about this condition and the treatment involved.
What do those initials stand for, by the way? Excuse me.
Oh, you bet. CCSVI, what that stands for is chronic cerebrospinal venous insufficiency.
Okay.
And from the name, you can kind of guess that it involves the drainage of blood from the brain. And the treatment involved using angioplasty balloons to treat the central veins that drain the blood from the brain and spinal cord. And over the period of several years in treating patients with this, there were some things that really stood out that I just couldn't explain logically in terms of both the anatomy, physiology, and the responses that patients experienced. But one thing that was also clear is that the patients who presented to our clinic suffered from autonomic dysfunction. And fortunately, I came across a paper by Dr. Sternberg, who wrote a review in terms of the controversies associated with CCSVI and trying to explain away these controversies and to help understand what was going on with patients. And her hypothesis was that autonomic dysfunction was at the core of the issue. And if you looked to the autonomic system, you could understand why the patient had the symptoms they did and perhaps understand why the procedure would help that. And so from that, I began to look at things from a completely different perspective and didn't look necessarily from the perspective of a blockage in the vein, but rather how is it that ballooning a vein could result in a change in function of the autonomic nervous system. And so it was an evolution of sorts over time. And one of the things that was really key to helping put together what was going on was that there is this exciting new treatment that's available essentially worldwide, except for in the United States at this point, and that's called renal denervation therapy. And what it involves is using the blood vessels to get at the autonomic nerves. And it's a treatment that is used primarily for refractory blood pressure issues, but the indications actually will be expanding shortly, I'm sure. But it is a therapy for the autonomic nervous system that we target these nerves by going into the vessels. And that's, in essence, what we're doing when we do this procedure inside the veins. We're using a balloon to cause some change in the physiology of the autonomic nervous system. So over time, after taking this new perspective and seeing what happens with patients, we realized that the goal of treatment really shouldn't be to unblock the vein, since more and more patients were coming with less and less blockage, at least in our minds, that there had to be something else going on. And it most likely was that we were stimulating these autonomic fibers, much like you would do with renal denervation. And that's what led to the refinement of the procedure we call TVAM, or transvascular autonomic modulation.
Very interesting. So you get inside the veins in there, and it's not just like to the layperson that just thinks, oh, the blood's flowing along and it's just kind of moving down a stream, but there's actually little sensory spots along the way.
Exactly. And to make it more complex and harder to understand is that the autonomic nervous system actually modulates the flow of blood in both our arteries and veins. So if we were to look at a patient population that underwent a procedure with, you know, for example, balloon in the jugular vein, and we saw that the blood flow was improved afterwards, it's completely logical to assume that that improved blood flow was the result of some blockage-relieving procedure. But it turns out it may be something else. And to give an everyday example of how the autonomic nervous system can change our blood flow, we have to just think back of those summer days during our school age years when we've spent time at the pool. And we would be told after lunch, do not get back in the pool for an hour or you're going to get a stomach ache. And if you're like me, you certainly went back in that pool too early and you got a stomach ache. Mm. Well, that stomach ache resulted from the fact that when you ate a meal, you had increased parasympathetic tone and it drove the blood to your intestines. And as soon as you got back into the pool and you started swimming, sympathetic tone took over, and the blood flow was diverted from your intestines to your muscles so you could swim. Well, when that happens, your intestines are deprived of the blood flow that gives them the oxygen to work, and it causes you to get cramps. So that's an everyday example of how blood flow is altered by altered tone in the autonomic nervous system. And it's our hypothesis that that's exactly what's happening with the blood flow from the brain, in that when you improve the function of the autonomic nervous system, you improve the blood flow in the central veins draining the brain.
That's very interesting. So people that are having, you know, all this overheating, whether it's Lyme disease or MS, they've got the brain fog, they can't think clearly, I can't make a grocery list, you're exhausted, it's like feeling like lifting your arms is like they have sandbags on them. You know, all of this ties into this autonomic dysregulation and blood flow dysregulation.
Yes, absolutely. And the really interesting thing about the procedural part of our program is that the things that it really helps with are a couple of things you mentioned, and that's fatigue, the cognitive impairment, and the thermal regulation. And the reason I think that those three in particular are really important is that if you have an individual that has all these different layers of things, and there are many systems involved, and there are things that the individual will need to do to improve their well-being. If you're fatigued, if you're so impaired cognitively that you can't make a plan and enact it, and you can't go outside because your thermal regulation is such so that you can't exercise, it's asking too much to ask someone to make these types of changes. But if you can give them some relief, give them some energy, some clarity of thought, allow them to get outdoors with the temperature changes that take place, you've dramatically lowered that hurdle so that they can actually do what's necessary to improve themselves. And that's where I think the real benefit of the procedure is.
Yes, it sounds like that. It sounds like, I mean, I'm speaking personally, which I often do on this show, because I've, you know, experienced the whole trauma of, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, like chronic migraine headaches, etc. You're right. I mean, I just desperately, also as an exercise nut and outdoor lover, to not be able to walk to the mailbox because it was too hot and I was too exhausted was just, you know, like climbing Everest. So right. If your procedure could enable me to do, you know, that bare bones stuff and then allow me to, oh my gosh, get in the water and swim a little or go to a yoga class, I mean, life changing.
Absolutely. It really does make a difference.
Life-changing. So we need to take another station break, sad to say, but we've got to finish this conversation because I want to have you explain the procedure itself and also how people can get in touch with you and, you know, you know, safety issues, et cetera. It's because it's very curious, and it sounds like actually breakthrough work for people who can reclaim a huge, huge piece of their life. So everyone, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and we're talking with Dr. Michael Arata, and fascinating discussion today. Callers, we are here for you. If anyone's got a question, 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So, Dr. Arata, tell us exactly, if you can, how this vascular procedure works. I mean, I know it sounds like when I was bedridden for 3 years, if I could have come out to California and had this procedure, you would have gotten me out of a wheelchair, out of my bed, and back to cooking and walking and laughing and, you know, as you said, being able to actually make my body work again. How does this procedure work?
Well, in a nutshell, it really is like angioplasty, and most people are familiar with that with their coronary arteries. And what that involves is a plastic tube, which is inserted inside the blood vessel, is steered into the target vessel, and then inflated. In this case, we're talking about the central veins instead of the coronary arteries, And when we inflate the balloon, rather than trying to change the anatomy where there may be a blockage, for example, in a coronary, in this case, we're just trying to stretch the vein because the veins have nerves associated with them, as you mentioned earlier, these sensors. And these nerves are basically trying to assess the pressure in the system. So by applying pressure with the balloon, this stretching pressure, we send a strong impulse to the hypothalamus, which is where the autonomic system is located within the brain. And the best way I can describe this to the effect of what's going on for the patient is like rebooting your computer. So your computer is something that responds to input. You click the mouse or you type something on a keypad, and you expect to see a predictable response from your computer. Well, your autonomic nervous system is like that in the sense that your body needs to respond to the environment in a predictable manner. And if it gets hung up for some reason, it would be nice if you could reboot it just like you can reboot your computer. And that's really analogous to what I think is happening with this procedure. So we reboot the system. And we have some evidence for that in terms of the physiologic response that we see in our patients. So we assess for autonomic function using tests called heart rate variability or sweat tests. And we also assess what's going on with the HPA axis by looking at the cortisol and ACTH levels. And indeed, we do see that there is this change that takes place after the procedure, this rebooting effect. So what that means for a patient with chronic disease, for example, Lyme disease, is that when this system works better and we see that there is this very distinct linkage with the HPA axis, that your stress hormone system work better, it gives you a chance to make yourself well. And if you really sort of look at chronic disease in particular, the disorders of the adrenal gland, the HPA axis, are really fundamental. And the procedure, it has this rebooting effect, but if you don't support the adrenals from here on out, the patient can fall back into the same exact spiral cycle that they were in to begin with. So it's really important that after doing this procedure, you follow their adrenal function. And so I rely on salivary cortisol levels to follow my patients. And care afterwards really is driven by what's going on with their adrenals. So we look at things from a perspective of using adaptogenic herbs to either increase or decrease the level of cortisol. We really emphasize the role that stress plays. And so things that are important for stress management, some things are really simple. For example, breathing. You know, we all know how to breathe, but we just forget to do it sometimes. And if you can incorporate breathing exercise into your daily routine, your stress level is going to definitely be diminished. It's so simple. We just don't do it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm so glad you're doing this. I mean, it's miraculous. And, you know, you've heard me say this to you before, but like, the adrenal glands, they're so precious. I call them like the pets of the body. It's like you've got to support them. I mean, the poor things, they're just like so stressed over these illnesses and life challenges. I mean, we live at like breakneck speed these days.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so when someone has this procedure, I'm imagining it's not very long. What is it, an hour or so, or...?
Yeah, it's typically an hour in length. It is done typically with what's called conscious sedation, so it's not a particularly painful procedure. In fact, I've done many patients with just local anesthetic, you know, numbing the area where we put the tube in. So it's actually a very well-tolerated procedure and relatively brief in under an hour.
That's great. I've met people that have come to see you, and they've all said, "Oh my God, yeah, it was fantastic." I mean, that was a huge turning point in my life. I've had at least half a dozen people say that to me. So, could you be kind enough to give your contact information to our listeners, the website of how they could reach you at Synergy?
Absolutely. So the website is synergyhealthconcepts.com. And on the website, there's a bunch of information related to the conditions and the treatment. There's also, you know, patients that we have treated that have been gracious enough to tell their stories. The other means to contact us is by using the toll-free number, which is 877-792-2784. That's 877-792-2784.
That's great. I'll put it on my blog too, so people can follow up on it. And, you know, it's just remarkable that you have been able to hone in on this contributing factor that's linking actually many diseases together. I mean, it's no longer about just treating like the parts or the symptoms of the illness. You've kind of honed it into, I'm equating it to the triple warmer in Chinese medicine. It's like that central meridian of the body there. If you, as you talk about this autonomic dysregulation, it's really a core piece of the human being.
Wow, that's very insightful, because I often will explain the autonomic system and the treatment that we're doing is adjusting the meridians. You know, absolutely, it's very analogous to those principles from Chinese medicine.
Yeah, so
with the technological bent, of course.
Yeah, no, it makes total sense to me, but I'm a big picture thinker, so. Of course, it would, you know, I would be able to draw those pieces in. And is it noticeable to you, Dr. Arata, or to the patients themselves that they have a procedure done and that results are obvious right away, or does it take a week, or what's the time frame?
Well, each patient is an individual, and the response, of course, will therefore be unique. But in general, we see that there's a subgroup of patients who have an immediate response, and it can be quite dramatic in some cases. Then there's a group of patients who it takes a little while, so it may take a week or two before they really appreciate what's going on with their body. The symptoms may not necessarily change as a result of the altered physiology right away, in other words. And then there's a subset of patients, and this actually pertains to the Lyme population in particular, that they are really, really in a state of disrepair. There's multiple systems are not working properly, and they have, for example, really significant sensitivity issues. They react to every medication. They react to light, to sound. You know, these patients are just really struggling. And in that population of patients, they may actually see a turn for the worse initially. So for the first few days, they really struggle. It can be hard on them to have this procedure done. In fact, we developed a special protocol to deal with them. And so for those patients, they kind of almost bounce back a week or so later and start improving. So the response can be variable depending on the individual.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. And is there any people that you actually could not treat that would sort of be out of the equation?
Well, if, for example, there was a problem with blood clotting, since this is a procedure done inside a blood vessel, you know, it's important that you form clots normally. And by that, I mean the ability to both stop bleeding or to not have a propensity to form clots. So it can go either way, of course. So that would be a potential issue. The other thing is that the anatomy of a given individual can vary, particularly in the veins. It's more random compared to, say, an artery, which is very predictable. So there may be a potential where the procedure just physically is not possible because there's not a vein there to get into. Mm-hmm. That would be very unusual, but it could happen.
It could happen. Well, listen, this hour has flown by. I feel like we could have another hour on this subject. Thank you so much for coming on air with me, Dr. Arata. This is really, I think, stunning work that you're doing. And Synergy Health Concepts is really putting yourselves on the map of some breakthrough work here. I love functional medicine. I love the fact that you've been able to take a big picture approach to helping people. And thank you for your time and for your knowledge and for your dedication to helping people heal.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure. And I really can't share with the listeners how wonderful a person you are in addition to all this great work. You're just an incredible individual. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you to say. Thank you, everyone. Stay tuned and join us next week. This is Limelight Radio with Katina, and this show will be available on archives tomorrow. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Arata, Limelight Radio for today.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.